60. Cable. K-A-B-L. Isn't that good? Good, 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 good stuff. Let me move this here a little bit. I'm not comfortable with the microphone here. Jan is a lot shorter than I am, so there's all these things that have to be changed when she leaves. I have to readjust everything. But this, why should I trouble you with my responsibilities? We all have responsibilities in this world. How are you, my friend? Here we go on a Friday. Carter B. Smith, the prince trapped in the body of a disc jockey, with hours of dynamite, the best music and all kinds of things in traffic and weirdness, and just having a high old time. That's what it's all about. Great to have you here at 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, K-A-B-L. And that was Fifth Dimension. Was that Marilyn McCoo? The name's, I think that's right. Didn't Get to Sleep. And then prior to that, Louis Armstrong with the immortal Mac the Knife. 3:15 on a kind of brisk Friday. The wind's going through the canyons of San Francisco pretty strongly. Not tremendously warm. Temperatures up around the 50-degree mark. I'll get some updated temperatures for you in a bit. This is the time of day every day, Monday through Friday, that I salute a store that has cable radio on in their store, which means they care enough to entertain their people there and also their customers. And I want to say a particular hello to Susan Landry today. Susan is at the Animal Connection, 2419 Chestnut Street. That's between Divisadero and Broderick. And they are purveyors of pet items and pet-related gift items on the Chestnut Street. Thank you so very much. And by the way, Susan, I had a call from a man today who said he has uncovered a way to make kitty litter permanent. Permanent kitty litter. You never have to fool with it. And I said, how is that? He said, simply give away the cat. Thank you very much. 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, the station of the stars. Cable, K-A-B-L, Glenn Miller Orchestra, Tuxedo Junction. Tomorrow will be Glenn Miller's, or would have been Glenn Miller's birthday. And I'm going to play some Glenn Miller tomorrow and talk about it a little bit. In fact, I'm thinking about wearing my totally, 1,000% totally hot Glenn Miller band jacket tomorrow. It's a leather A1 flight jacket that they had in World War II. And the men that flew the Glenn Miller Orchestra in England and all through Europe had these, and on the back they painted with leather dye. This wasn't with paint, it was with leather dye. And they had a picture of Miller with the trombone and the airplane and everything, and it is totally hot. It stops traffic. Kind of hate to waste it on a holiday, however, on a Saturday, because the whole staff isn't here. I really should stroll in sometime during the week with that on, because it is just neat. Anyway, I digress. Johnny Mathis, Small World, 3:40 at 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, the station of the stars. Cable, K-A-B-L, with an absolutely outrageous Frank Sinatra. The backing on that is just out of sight. That's one of his reprise studio recordings. Frank Sinatra's Get a Kick Out of You and Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 tons. This weekend is the, without question, one of the biggest sales that you'll ever find, rummage sale in the whole world. It is, I think last year they did over $500,000, and it's for a good cause. It's the annual White Elephant Sale that the Oakland Museum puts on. And there are 333 Lancaster Boulevard in Oakland. That's about a half a mile from the Fruitvale BART station. And I can tell you that there's no admission. And they have absolutely everything under the sun there. It is absolutely terrific. And if I was going to go, I would go tomorrow, Saturday. It opens at 11 o'clock and runs until 4. Also on Sunday. But you probably get the better bargains on Saturday, obviously. The Bay Area's biggest and best rummage sale. And all of it for a great cause, the Oakland Museum. Might want to toddle over there and find something really rare. I know there's a lot of baseball cards they're going to have for sale, for example. Maybe you get something really good. 3:52 at 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, the station of the stars. Cable, K-A-B-L. George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, Diane Schur, just incredibly good. And then Tony Bennett with K.D. Lang, Moonglow. Doggone it, maybe it's me, but today this music is just outrageously good. I am just grooving on everything here today. I'm in a very good mood. I don't know why. Just take advantage of it. Go with it. I had fun with Jan Wall, got her into hysterics, just got her absolutely hysterical. I have more fun. Boy, I just drove her crazy today. That just tickled me. Anyway, it's 4:11. I am Carter B. Smith. And, you know, the thing about it is there are still people walking around in this Bay Area that think that cable plays elevator music, and that's all. We got to tell them. We got to get the word out. You got to tell somebody this weekend, hey, they're moving and grooving. They're happening. This is 1997 radio, 960 cable, KABL, the station of the stars. KABL. Absolutely superb. Absolutely superb. Carly Simon's in the wee small hours. Undecided with the Mills Brothers. 4:19. I have the new weather forecast, finally. Fair, then increasing clouds. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers. Tomorrow night, rain developing. Sunday, morning showers are likely. What the weatherman is doing is saying, if I completely just say showers every day, eventually, I'll be right. It's like a stop clock is right twice a day. The weatherman has missed this storm activity day after day, but he still says, or she still says, there's rain out there somewhere. Well, so far, we've dodged it, right? I'll tell you what we haven't dodged, however. My delightful companion here in the afternoon, in the guise of cable traffic, Ms. Angie Coiro.
Hi, Carter.
Happy Friday.
Oh, and the same to you. It's a glorious day out there, but we have one nasty, nasty spot in traffic that sticks out like a sore thumb. It gives me a chance, though, to give you a little traffic tip. Our traffic report this time is sponsored by GTE Wireless, and I'm starting to hear from the 960 listeners at Star GTE. If you call Star GTE, you can tell me what you're seeing in traffic, and we'll get it out to all
the listeners. Star GTE, that's all you have to do with your cellular.
From your GTE phone.
And it doesn't cost anything.
Not a dime. And it'll get you right here to 960 Cable, and we'll get the traffic information to everybody else.
Beautiful.
Yeah, somebody just did that for us. East 92 at Industrial in Hayward, 3-car crash in the left lane. This is the third of 3 collisions that we've had out there. Now, Dave Delk right now is in San Francisco, but he saw the San Mateo already, Dave.
Yes, I sure did. First of all, getting there is no fun on 101.
Cable KABL with Count Basie, April in Paris, Bobby Darin beyond the sea, and for sentimental reasons. Those of you that don't have access to this afternoon's Examiner, Phil Elwood talks about an event he attended last weekend where nearly 12,000 student musicians and others joined one of the real legends of the big band era. You know, as we go along, obviously, the people who were the lifeblood of the big band era begin to leave this earth, obviously. But there's still a few around, and one of the real treasures was there. This was the 30th annual Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival for all these students at the University of Idaho in Moscow, Idaho. Kind of a remote place, but jazz musicians and these students flock there every year, and they have for years. And Lionel Hampton, at 87 years young, was there. And Elwood says, to hear him do an airmail special and Hamp's Boogie and Flying Home on the Vibes brings back a lifetime of memories. And they have a picture of Lionel Hampton with some of the students at the Nez Perce Tribal Reservation for the American Indian students. And the look on his face at 87 is just so young and so interested and so exciting. Man, that is just something. Phil Elwood in this afternoon's Examiner. 4:41. From 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. And don't you forget it. Jimmy Rogers, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, Allegheny Moon, Patti Page. 4:51 with me, Carter B. Smith, the prince trapped in the body of a T-shirt. Kind of an orange-yellowish T-shirt with dozens of turkeys on the front. And then it says, Turkey Walk, American Heart Association. And that's my shirt. And there's something on the back, but I can't read the thing on the back because I can't turn my head all the way around like that woman in that movie. You remember. Too bad Jan isn't here. She'd tell me the movie and tell me all about it. I can't remember. Time for cable traffic and Angie Coiro.
Yeah, we got all kinds.
960, Cable, K-A-B-L, Eddie Haywood, Soft Summer Breeze, My Prayer, The Platters, Robert Goulet, My Love, Forgive Me. 508, the weatherman says, chance of some showers in the North Bay by late tomorrow afternoon, and then tomorrow night over the whole area, some gusty winds should bring some shower activity into the Bay Area. Showers likely Sunday morning and then afternoon sunny. But the weatherman has been saying this over and over again. But anyway, that's what he's saying. Past couple of days, I've been talking about the fact that this was Have Fun at Work Day yesterday, and the picture in the paper of the people talking to the Federal Reserve employees, and on the podium is a rubber chicken and a rubber fish and a couple of other things. Any event, Playfair Incorporated, the Berkeley management consulting firm, has come up with the three places here in the Bay Area that they have judged as the happy places where they have a lot of fun. The Sprint office in San Francisco, the Gentle Dentist in Oakland, which seems rather improbable, but maybe they have nitrous oxide in the air conditioning system, and Fresh Blend in Berkeley. Those are the three that have been picked as the place where they have a lot of fun at work. And I think that should be encouraged everywhere, don't you? 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, Linda Ronstadt, Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance. Till with the Vogues. Got Sam Cooke coming up in a bit here. 516. To show you the extensive nature of my wardrobe, I put on a winter-type coat, a coat that I don't wear very often. Today, because of the winds, and it's cold, and the time I get out of here at night, it's windy and cold, so I put this coat on. Put my hand in the pocket, and there are two free drink tickets for Alaska Airlines, which means that I have not checked the pockets of the coat since 1978, because that's when I went and flew up to Nome, right? So I come into work here, and there are four radio stations here, so I go to the country station next door at old Frank Terry, and I say, Frank, here's a ticket for a free drink for you. He says, oh, that's great. He said, now all I got to do is spend $400, find an airplane, so I can get a free drink. He was all excited about that. 960 Cable, and I think it's time to check in right now, where we've had nothing but incredible bad news from Cable Traffic and Angie Coiro.
Oh, but you got it. It's Friday.
That's right. You feed on problems.
Exactly. And there's a...
Cable, K-A-B-L, with Artie Shaw's Dancing in the Dark, from one of the last LPs that he recorded. He had the strings in the background, just so tasty. Every cut is great. Mills Brothers, Be My Life's Companion, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Mel Carter, 5:40 on a Friday afternoon with Carter B. Smith. So good to have you here. Tomorrow, maybe some shower activity in the North Bay by late tomorrow afternoon, and then over the whole area, says the weatherman, by tomorrow night, and then showers likely Sunday morning and then turning to sunny periods. But we'll see. He's missed the boat on this about 3 days in a row, so who knows. All right, ninth caller right now, 1-800-962-0960, picks up a CD featuring the genius of Natalie Cole, her Stardust CD. Call now, I'll take the ninth caller at 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, Tom Jones, and then for that live in concert, Frank Sinatra, of course. 5:52, Carter B. with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Boy, you can see forever. I mean forever. Tony Horn, congratulations up in Santa Rosa. Picked up the CD, and she's our lucky winner for this time. People out on the highways are not winners, says he, adroitly transitioning to Cable Traffic and Angie Coiro. And I've been waiting, Angie, to read you my bumper sticker of the day for traffic to get better.
I was hoping we'd get that.
I don't think it's going to happen, traffic getting better, that is.
Well, let's do it anyway.
Huh? All right, here is the bumpers. These are real bumper stickers, and I read Angie one every day. Make it idiot-proof, and someone will make a better idiot.
That is absolutely true. Although you couldn't prove that by our airborne. It's best in the gang. No idiots here. Sal Castaneda looking at problems in San Francisco.
Dine 60, Cable, KABL. Stan Getz's Desafinado, These Foolish Things from Tony Bennett's latest CD, On Holiday. Mr. Sandman, The Cordettes. See, one of the things about this radio station is we're hip, we're happening. There's no how much is this doggy in the window or chickory chick chala chala or things like that. We're hip, and this is what's happening around here. 6:12, good afternoon to you. I am Carter B. Smith, the prince trapped in the body of a disc jockey. And so you say to me, CD, how do I break out of the traces? How do I do something different? How do I bring some difference into my life? And I'm going to tell you right now how to do it. And it deals with you getting undressed tonight. When you get undressed tonight, do something different. Take off a shoe and then take off a sock. Now, most people, almost everybody, doesn't do it that way. Take off both shoes and both socks. Okay, change it. Take off the shoe, then take off the sock, and the other shoe and the other sock. That's a start. It's a small start, admittedly, but it's a start to a new life. 960 Cable, KABO, Station of the Stars. Cable, KABL 620. We've got a chance of some showers developing in Northern California, like North Bay, maybe tomorrow afternoon. By tomorrow night, there should be rain developing over the area, and they'll change to showers pretty quickly and probably have some sunny skies Sunday afternoon. So it's certainly no big shower activity. Time for cable traffic with Angie Coiro. And I guess, Angie, you've got an action-packed weekend.
Yes, I do. Got, dinners and brunches. I'm eating my way through the weekend is what it comes down to. But we worked up an appetite tonight. It's been really tough out there. Going to start out with San Francisco. Sal, are we seeing any easing up out there?
Not. Anyway, northbound 101 backed up from Highway 280.
N60 Cable, KABL Perfidia, Glenn Miller Orchestra, Bobby Helms, My Special Angel, and My Kind of Girl with Matt Monroe. 1947, January, near the end of January 1947, the then mayor of San Francisco, Roger Lapham, gave his State of the City speech, as mayors are prone to do, and kind of laid out what he wanted to do. And one of the things the mayor said in 1947 was, we have to close down the cable car lines. They are outmoded, they're old, they're dangerous, and we'll get some modern buses to run on these lines and people will be a lot better for it. Well, there was a group of people who said, baloney, this is not going to happen. And a woman by the name of Friedel Klusman formed the Citizens Committee to Save the Cable Car. She formed it on March 4th of 1947, 50 years ago, next Tuesday. And there's a group called the Golden Anniversary Save the Cable Cars Celebration. And there'll be three cable cars out on the line, all decorated, next Tuesday. And I'll be on the first one, hopefully with the mayor. You always have to say hopefully with the mayor because he's got so many things to do. But I hope he'll take the time out of his day to have a good time for once. And some of the Board of Supervisors, and we'll have the Champion Bell Ringer operating that first cable car, and we'll have the Red Garter Band, and we'll create some fuss. So Tuesday, hope you'll have the radio on from roughly, I'd say, 10:45 on, and I'll be on with Jan, and I'll be on that cable car having a high old time, and we'll be remembering Friedel Klusman, who's been dead for over 10 years, and a lot of the other citizens who got behind the idea and said, nope, we're not going to tolerate that. We're going to keep those cable cars. And they're obviously one of the parts of our city that make it what it is. 960 Cable, KABL, the Station of the Stars. I said a little prayer. 960 Cable, KABL. Dionne Warwick, say a little prayer. Yeah. 760 Cable, KABL, Harry James Music Makers, only you the Platters, and I am honored with a visit from one of our crack salesmen here at Cable Radio, Mr. Bill Dasa. Now, it's just luck that Bill Dasa is still here, because when the Exotic Dancers unionized, he tried out for shop steward, and unfortunately, he did not make it. But he wanted to get organized, and he's still organized one way or the other. Anyway, that's our Dasa joke for the day. It's nice to have him in here. I heard him here with Lang the other day, so I'm glad he's visiting here in the afternoon. 441, my T-shirt today is actually a sweatshirt, and it has lungs on it. And it says, Happy Lungs. And they look like lungs, and one of the little lungs is playing, it looks like a cornet, and the other one has a little hat on. And this is the American Lung Association, I presume, because it doesn't have their name on there. But it is a sweatshirt and not a T-shirt. And if you incidentally have a shirt that you'd like to put into the largest T-shirt collection in the entire universe, I fit best into a medium. And my address, Carter B. Smith, Cable Radio, 750 Battery Street, Suite 200, Zip 94111. That's how you can get to me here at 960 Cable, KABL, a station of the stars. 960 Cable, KABL, and that was the Everly Brothers. Prior to that, That's My Desire with Frankie Lane. 452, cool tonight, clear tonight, sunny and warmer tomorrow. Wednesday, increasing high clouds, but at least tomorrow it will be clear and a bit warmer. Next up, it's Cable Traffic with Angie Coiro. Time for the actual bumper sticker of the afternoon.
Ready?
It's a good definition. Consciousness. That annoying time between naps.
That's good. That sounds like Garfield the cat.
I like that one. That's a good one.
We're going to talk about the East Shore Freeway. Pay full attention here to Mr. Dave Delk. Hi, Dave.
Hello there, Angie. There's a crash right in the middle of the East 80 go-home from the MacArthur Maze up to Hercules. It's at El Portal Drive. Three cars, three highway patrols, neatly parked to the right-hand shoulder. Brake lights right now from Central. Now that's already after you've weathered its way through Berkeley from Ashby to University. Beyond El Portal, there's a final stage of heavy at Pinal Valley Road. Back to you.
Thanks a lot, Dave. And he and I are brought to you this time by Buttertops Home Pride Wheat Bread. Half Moon Bay, traffic controls are up. It's a crash on West 92 as you approach Highway 1 and follow the direction of the CHP at the scene. And it looks like we have a little trouble in the North Bay. North 101 at Ignacio, a pickup truck and a car into the center divider. The left lane, though, is not quite empty yet. Family won't eat wheat bread? Try Buttertops Home Pride. They'll love the softness. You'll love the nutrition with only 1 gram of fat and no cholesterol. Next time you shop, pick up Home Pride Bread, available at Safeway. I'm Angie Coiro, 960 Cable, KABL.
Give a child a choice.
Cable, KABL. It's 5:10 on a Monday afternoon, clear and cool tonight. Tomorrow we'll have sunny skies and warmer temperatures, and also Tuesday we'll have clear skies. Maybe we'll get a little increasing high clouds on Wednesday, but no prediction of any shower activity. Midnight in Moscow, Kenny Ball. Prior to that, Bobby Caldwell's I Concentrate on You. Tony Bennett, Stranger in Paradise. That was the scheme of things. Got great Les Paul and Mary Ford coming up in a second. If this is the first time you've uncovered this radio station, a particular welcome from me, Carter B. Smith. Glad to have you here, and I hope that you will just stay with us, because we'll keep you entertained and delighted day and night. Start off with Jim Lang, and as a matter of fact, Jim will be telling you a little bit about his program tomorrow, coming up in a second. Jan Wall is on at 10, from 10 until 3, a virtual walking encyclopedia of entertainments, movies, and records, and stuff like that. She knows it all. She's a real student of it. And then I show up around 3 o'clock. And if you like it, don't keep it to yourself. Spread the word. Tell a friend about 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. It's 519. Tomorrow, around 11 o'clock, between 11 and 12, I'll be hopping on a San Francisco cable car to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Citizens Committee that effectively saved the cable car from total destruction. I was listening to Jim this morning, And he very alertly indicated it would be kind of hard for Tony Bennett to sing Little Muni Bus Climbing Halfway to the Stars. It just does not rhyme. It doesn't fly. So I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll be on the air with Jan, bringing you the Champion Bell Ringer and the Red Garter Band and other folks like that. Next up, it's Cable Traffic with Angie Coiro. Angie, next Thursday, they're going to do something on the Carquinez Bridge.
You're one up on me. What's that?
They will have a modified automatic toll collection system that they will start to test.
Oh, that's right.
For 60 days on four of the bridge's 12 toll lanes. The last time they did this in the spring, it was a failure because the system couldn't count the number of wheels. And that's how they base what's going through the toll
plaza. Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You'd think they would have thought of that.
Well, there's 17 different classifications of wheels, according to Caltrans. So if this works out, then you can look for them on the Richmond, San Rafael, Benicia, Antioch, and the Oakland, San Francisco Bay Bridge, and then the San Mateo and Dumbarton. But there's no indication about our bridge. That I use, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Not that you're biased or anything.
No, well, I don't think we would ever do that.
Well, we have enough bridge specialists in the air that we'll stay on top of it, no matter what happens. Sal Kess.
960, Cable, K-A-B-L. We had Dionne Warwick's I'll Never Love This Way Again. Walk right in with the Rooftop Singers. It's Magic Doris Day. And just wrapped it up with the Boogie Woogie of Tommy Dorsey. Probably his best-known work, Boogie Woogie. And it was actually taken from a guy by the name of Clarence Pinetop Smith, who wrote a thing called Pinetop's Boogie Woogie about 10 years before Tommy Dorsey recorded it. There was a lot of that, a lot of adoption of earlier music, transcriptions, and so forth. That was the common thing with the big band era. It's 5:39. I am Carter B. Smith, and have been throughout my entire life. And it hasn't been easy on occasion. And on other occasions, it's neat. Tomorrow morning, Jim will have Rich Little from 9 to 10, and I suggested, I haven't talked to Jim about it, but maybe you could call him tomorrow and suggest that Rich Little actually work up a Jim Lang imitation. I mean, if he does some of the other TV hosts, he could certainly do a Jim Lang. So maybe Rich will work on that. And, it's kind of like a vocal cloning. You know, cloning now is the big thing, and Rich Little is a vocal cloner. Could probably figure on that. 5:40 at 960 Cable, K-A-B-O, a station of the stars. 960 Cable, K-A-B-L. I'm sorry, Brenda Lee, Frank Sinatra's Let's Take It Nice and Easy. Nat Cole coming up. It's 5:50. Let's mull this over a little bit this afternoon. It's kind of my thought for the afternoon. If a tree falls in a forest and hits a mime, does anybody say anything about it? Mull that over while we listen to Cable Traffic with Angie Coiro.
Maybe thank you?
Could be.
That could be. Poor mimes. They're so picked on.
I know. Mimes are mimes and clowns.
Yeah, it's true. They're such an easy target. Hey, John.
Cable, K-A-B-L, Strangers on the Shore, Acker Bilk. I've had some great clarinetists on this afternoon. Pete Fountain, had Kenny Ball on there. And, of course, a lot of times we have the greatest of all, Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. So this is the station of the clarinet. No question. Tomorrow, it'll be my pleasure to bring you, unless the schedule has changed, San Francisco's champion cable car bell ringer. But not just standing still, actually operating the cable car. And he will be clanging away. And I'll be on the air with Jan sometime around 11 o'clock. It's a little vague, but don't worry about it. Just keep your radio right where it is. And when you hear me yelling and screaming and you hear the Red Garter Band in the background, you know that the first of the three decorated cable cars are on the line to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the restoration of the cable cars. The Citizens Committee to preserve the cable car. It was founded in 1947. Ergo, it's 50 years later. That'll be tomorrow sometime. You've got an action-packed radio station here tomorrow. Jim Lang starts it at 6. And then at 9, Rich Little will be in for an hour, and then Jan Wall at 10. And as I say, somewhere around 11, I'll do a few shots from the cable car in motion as it heads down to Powell Street. All of that here at 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars.
Hi.
960 Cable, KABL, with one of the finest things ever recorded, Marty Robbins, El Paso. It's country and western. It's popular. It's classical. It's everything. There isn't a radio station in the world that couldn't get away with playing El Paso. Joni James, Why Don't You Believe Me prior to that? 619. So what's with this caiman that somebody stole from the zoo? Did you hear about that? I'm sure you did. They haven't found it, apparently. Now, I had the weirdest idea that somebody would take that caiman and let it loose in the mountain lake where the other where the other one was, that has now been set free in Louisiana, the little one. Now they got a big... That's the kind of way I think. Really cause for concern. Now let's turn to cable traffic and Angie Coiro, ever ready, ever pleasant, ever accurate.
Did you catch the award-winning headline for that article on
No.
the Examiner this weekend?
No.
Came and went.
I liked it.
I thought that was great. South 880 at Coleman. It's off to the side, but traffic slows from the Montague to slow down and take a peek. I'm Angie Coiro, 960 Cable, KABL.
We ought to have Ange, everybody on the Bay Bridge coming into the city, blink their lights to say hello to Sal, who's flying along there somewhere.
There you go. Let's do it.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. There's the very latest in the traffic situation from 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. Cable, KABL, with Begin the Begin, Artie Shaw. Prior to that, George On My Mind, Ray Charles. Best is yet to come. Nancy Wilson. 638, the weatherman says clear and cool with patchy frost in sheltered valleys. Patchy frost, that sounds like a sidekick in a B-movie.
Say, Patchy here.
Tomorrow we'll have sunny and warmer temperatures to the mid-60s all over Northern California. And then Wednesday, increasing high clouds. So we're going to have some nice weather tomorrow, which is good news. Let me tell you something about our comment line here. This doesn't go anywhere near where we're on the air. This goes up to the front, where the suits are, see? So they listen and they pay a lot of attention. So if you have some input, because this is your radio station, if you have some input, the best thing to do is to call it, and it's a recorded gizmo. You can just put your comments on there. You can give your name or not, depending. Let me give you the phone number for our comment line here. 415 is the area code. 399-9879. You're saying to yourself, why don't they play zzz? Well, call in and ask for it. Zzz. That's 415-399-9879. The comment line for 960 Cable, KABL, a station of the stars.
Hi.
960 Cable, KABL. Only love can break a heart. Gene Pitney, prior to that, Make Love to Me with Joe Stafford. It's 6:50, and if I remember correctly, as a matter of fact, Angie Coiro at the Cable Traffic was going to have a weekend of lunches and brunches and dinners, and you don't sound too dyspeptic.
My. No, I'm very happy, but I wouldn't do that for a career. I never had a chocolate torte as a dessert on a brunch before. And
that,
you know,
is...
brunches are...
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Full spread, and then the chocolate torte comes out, and you go, what?
Whoa. That, yeah, for lunch, that's a little... I could, you know, probably tell your... probably your innards would begin to rebel with that kind of richness.
But it would be rude to refuse, so I didn't. Carter, a couple little rough spots on the East Shore Freeway. Not too bad. East 80 at Ashby and eastbound after...
960. Cable, K-A-B-L. I'm laughing because I put my hand down on the desk, and I don't know what Jan was doing. I think she was probably on our desk making toffee, because you try to pull your hand up and it sticks. More I See You, Chris Montez, Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly from High Society, True Love. 319, Carter B. with you, and this time every day I salute a store that has the common good sense to have cable radio on at the store. Hello, Rosemary Morton. Over at 3338 Grand Avenue in Oakland, and her store, second to none. It's a woman's secondhand clothing store. And they listen to us from 11 until 5 every day, and the customers love the music and frequently ask what the station is. It puts the customers in such a good mood. And she says, I actually think your station actually helps business. Well, great. I'm delighted. Thank you, Rosemary. And if your establishment has cable on, which it obviously does, or you wouldn't be hearing me, drop me a note, let me know. I'll salute you. Carter B. Smith, Cable Radio, 750 Battery Street, 750 Battery Street, San Francisco, zip 94111. That's where we are. At 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. Cable, KABL with the Jersey Bounce. Benny Goodman, Tony Bennett, Fly Me to the Moon, and Beyond the Sea, Bobby Darin. 3:39, I'll have some new weather for you in just a jiffy. As soon as it clears the weather wire, right now, we're in kind of no man's land when I don't have any new weather, but obviously it's self-evident that so far it's clear over Northern California generally. We may have some high clouds start to come in, but let's wait for the weatherman's latest update. My T-shirt, white in color, and it shows Ralph Crandon and his friend Norton, and they are bowling, and it says Ralph Crandon Memorial Bowling Tournament. A benefit of the Alameda Hospital Association, and I thank them very much for contributing this shirt that goes into the largest T-shirt collection in the entire world. If you have a shirt you'd like to contribute, I fit best into a medium, but I can certainly swim around in a large. And my address, Carter B. Smith, Cable Radio, 750 Battery, 750 Battery, San Francisco, zip 94111. And just to give you some perspective, I'm up to about tax time. The shirts at home are stacked up to about April 15th. So when I write you, I'll let you know the day I wear it on the air. Enough of this logistics. Let's get back to the very best. 3:40 at 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. Cable, KABL, with K-Star on a slow boat to China. Few people remember that she actually was a band singer for Glenn Miller for a little bit before she went out on her own. She was a single artist all of her career. Roger Whittaker's last farewell. Dipping into the mailbag as time allows, actually into the email bag, I got this emailed from my buddy Dan Sorkin. Says, CB, with all this talk about cloning, evidently a guy had successfully cloned himself, but the only problem was that the clone, for some reason, had a filthy mouth. And he said to the guy said to the clone, look, you're going to have to stop all this nasty talking because people think you're me, and it didn't do any good. So finally the guy took his clone up for a long walk on a mountain and pushed him off a cliff. And he was arrested by the police. What for, you ask? Oh, obviously, for making an obscene clone fall. 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, KABL, with Ferranti and Teicher. And there you had, of course, the immortal theme from Exodus. What else did you play? Well, I played The Impossible Dream, Jack Jones. Jack will be on with Jim Lang sometime tomorrow. Jack's got out with a new CD. Jim will be playing a track from it, I bet you. And Sinatra's I Get a Kick Out of You. But you know, we have some unfortunate traffic early. But around here, traffic is very important. It's foreground stuff, and Angie Coiro and Cable Traffic has got it.
Yes, very important right now for people who normally take the eastbound Bay Bridge to consider putting off your trip for a while, letting this bridge traffic dissipate, or perhaps considering BART or the San Mateo Bridge. An eastbound crash on the decline section should be clearing out soon, but it sat there for so long it created a backup into San Francisco. We're hearing calls from Bush and Battery. It's taking 20 minutes to go half a block. And on the span, traffic's barely moving at all. Now, we should have the accident itself cleared out in just a moment, according to the Bay Bridge folks. They say in the next 5 minutes, the lane should be clear. It's not going to get better really fast. In fact, there's a new stall eastbound at the center anchorage. Consider BART or the San Mateo Bridge. And we'll be back with a full report in just, 10, 15 minutes or so. I'm Angie Coiro, 960 Cable, KABL.
Thank you, Angie. 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. What a bummer. Absolute bummer. Crazy time. I mean, just crazy. Increasing cloudiness with a few light showers, says the weatherman tonight. And then partly cloudy tomorrow. Friday's Should be cloudy in the morning and then turn partly sunny. At the moment, 62 degrees in Concord, 62 in San Francisco, 64 degrees in San Jose. Carter B. Smith with you on 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. 960. Cable, KABL, Tony Fisher's The Big Hurt. They do a little phase work in that, so it almost sounds like a short wave. Has a little phase quality to it. And before that, Love Letters in the Sand with Pat Boone before he freaked out. This is out of the Bangkok, Thailand Post, reporting on a news conference in which former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev was asked, what effect on history do you think it would have been in 1963, had President Khrushchev been assassinated instead of President Kennedy? What a stupid question. But that's the way reporters are. They ask stupid questions like that. Gorbachev was up to it. He gave the answer. He said, I don't think Mr. Onassis would have married Mrs. Khrushchev. I think that's a great answer. And from the ridiculous to the very serious, we got a bad problem on the Bay Bridge, and Cable's Angie Coiro's got it for us.
Yeah, it's just a matter.
960, Cable, KABL, with the green eyes of Jimmy Dorsey and Helen O'Connell, Andy Williams, Days of Wine and Roses, and Honeycomb with Jimmy Rogers. 439, Carter B. Smith with you on what happens to be a Wednesday. We're going to have some increasing cloudiness with a chance of a few light showers. And if you're just getting in your car in the downtown area of San Francisco planning to use the Bay Bridge, the problem was on the decline section all the way across the bay. And it's been taken care of, but you have to put up with it. You have to go through all the city streets that are just clogged like you can't believe. And we'll do our level best to entertain you. And, you know, you have two choices. You can go across the bridge bumper to bumper, or you can go down to San Mateo Bridge. And at least you'll be moving fast. Now, I would much rather go way out of my way and be going 50, 60 miles an hour than to be bumper to bumper, start, stop. That's what freaks me out. So you have to make that decision. We'll give you an update on the scene with Angie Coiro coming up in about 10 minutes here on 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, KABL, Wind Beneath My Wings, Bette Midler, and Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa before that. 4:52, afternoon to you. It's me, Carter B. Well, I've got to do it. I've got to say, yes, I am this weekend going to see Howard Stern's movie. He's taken over the entire world. But I'm going for probably a little different reason than most folks, because Naked Women on the Radio is nothing new. I was doing that long before Howard ever let his hair grow long, as a matter of fact. But I did it in a tasteful way, and it wasn't demeaning. So, okay, he's gotten all the publicity nationally and all that, but I'm going really because he has had run-ins with some empty suits back in New York that I've worked for. So I want to see how he depicts these people and whether he uses their real names or not. Some real ciphers. Because I worked for NBC for 10 years. And, of course, he worked for NBC, too. That's why I'm going, just to see. What are we doing now? Well, why don't we find out all the bad news about the bridges, particularly the Bay Bridge, and here's the woman that can tell us, Angie Coiro.
With a little help from my friend, Carter. Sal Castaneda.
Good.
From Bath.
Cable, KABL, Percy Faith. Song from Moulin Rouge. Lady is a Tramp, Ella Fitzgerald, Harper's Bizarre 59th Street Bridge Song. Well, there was a high old time down Geary Streetway by Union Square yesterday, the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Frank O'Doul, Lefty O'Doul. His name is on the bridge that goes across 3rd Street there. That's the Lefty O'Doul Bridge. And if you're not familiar with Lefty O'Doul, it's really one of the great inequities of sports that he is not in the Hall of Fame. First of all, Frank O'Doul is the father of baseball in Japan, to the extent that last night at this party, the Japanese consulate sent a representative to be there. So he introduced baseball to Asia, Frank O'Doul did. And secondly, the man batted fourth, only to Ty Cobb, Rogers Hornsby, and Joe Jackson. O'Doul was fourth in that lineup. But he's never made it to the Hall of Fame. He was a terrible fielder, and he just left the national scene and came out here to San Francisco when we were just, you know, AAA ball player. It's a crime that he's not in there. Too bad. And on his tombstone, I like this. Lefty died in 69. On his tombstone, this is a great article by Carl Nolte in the Chronicle today. He was here for a good time, and he had a good time while he was here. Amen. Frank O'Doul. 511-960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars.